God tree or something.
Well, that's one way to start the fucking podcast.
What's up?
It's Monday, we're back, bitches!
Jesus, that is some, wow.
That's exuberance!
That is enthusiasm beyond anything I've ever seen.
I am dialed up beyond volume 11 like I'm on Spinal Tap, sir.
Well, sir.
Well, evidently I stopped recording. I have no idea where we left off. So in case I have not introduced our special in-studio GMC Terrain studio guest, Luis.
Say hello, Luis.
Hello again.
Luis is back. Where are we going for lunch?
We're going to a Fuddruckers, sir.
Oh, I thought we were going to the gas station to get some questionable fare at the front door.
Oh, well, you know, I heard
by the vacuous woman, the sushi. Oh, boy.
Hey, if I'm
California roll look, from Chevron.
That's the best.
Is it?
Well, I think Shell's pretty good. Their sushi's pretty good.
Because they go seaside and pick up
they
the fresh
do.
Fish.
But for Chevron, I think it's good. Mm. I mean, I like it. I don't know.
So maybe they get like some fish sticks and then cut them into little pieces.
Mm-hmm. And then pour a copious amounts of oil and waste all over them. And
soy sauce.
Yeah, you know. Just
you know,
a little
really,
bit
of... really get in there. Yeah.
Sir, you got to sauce it up.
I can't believe I hit the pause button.
I can.
Well, I'll just chop my fingers off. It's becoming a habit lately.
Chopping your fingers off?
No. We're getting into like a really good point of the podcast, a lot of excitement, and I just fucked the whole thing by getting
just
stupid.
Fuck it, sir.
All right, Anchor, listen up. In case you haven't thought about this, you need to make it a way where you can like hold down the record button and it will lock it in place. Oh. And then if you need to pause, you have to hold for a certain amount of time. I think that would hurt. Or maybe you could swipe the record button to the left or right and lock it.
Oh, right.
That would be good so that you don't do like I did and just ruin Luis's intro, which was incredible.
Maybe even put a little bit of a visual aid that says on air, possibly.
So oh, that'd be good too.
We're recording.
Yeah,
you know,
I like that.
Like you would in a radio station.
Yeah, right on.
There you go. That is my little
contribution
for today.
It's your contribution.
Absolutely.
You didn't get gas, you ding dong.
Well, I'm going to the gas station now.
But well, we just passed the gas station.
No, that way we would have had to turn around again.
Oh.
This way, there's a method to my madness, sir. I've
AKA flipping a bish.
Yes, sir. When a bitch must be flipped, it must be flipped.
And there's no tearing or...
Nope. No gnashing of teeth, no cries of pain. Or... It is just, you fucking flip it.
Oh, God. So we're going to Shell then, I take it.
Yep.
Which is up here on the right.
Yeah.
Very good.
I hope their sushi's good today anyways. I mean, Shell sometimes, I don't know.
You a little nosh on your way to Fuddruckers?
You know. I don't know. Yeah, you know, just a little...
A little halibut roll for you.
Oh, sir, that's that. Or maybe a little unagi, a little, you know.
Unagi.
Whatever Chevron's got on the plate today, what
oh,
you guys got.
Oh, God. Hey, I need you to turn on pump 13, and could you give me a six-pack of the unagi? How's it going, Bill?
Now, is that rice fresh? Oh, you know it. Mm-hmm. It's only about 3 weeks old.
It's right next to, like, this sketchy, like, Blimpy or Subway, like, built-in...
Right.
Watch out now.
It's all...
Oh, the train studio just issued warning, sir. You are steadily tailgating this Ram pickup truck that's in front of us.
That have their
woo! Hazards are on.
On.
And no one's going to let you over.
Nope.
Fuck
no
you.
They're a fuck you.
Nope. You are not getting over.
Now
not
I'm
happening.
Going.
No, God.
Well. Oh, that's a shame.
God. Dual hazards.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, why do...
Just clog up the road.
Just
vacuous
fuck
idiot.
It up for everybody.
Sir, you have a potty mouth.
I do. Welcome to fucking Houston. Oh.
That's my contribution.
I love
it's my little Dukes of Hazzard kind of little screen.
Well,
do your best, Boss Hog.
I don't have one.
Oh, you don't have to try hard. Just even if you sit silently, you can pull it off.
I can't do it, sir. Now, I'm feeling quite trepidatious. This is my cue to leave the vehicle.
Jefferson Davis Hog. Fill her up.
Yes, sir.
We just came up with the podcast title. We pulled over at Chevron. Tony says, well, it looks like someone's already tapped my gas. Tapping that gas.
Oh, well.
I think we've got a podcast title.
We do. Tap that gas, sir.
Tap it.
Tap
it real good.
Well, even...
Ho!
They approved it too, sir.
Now they see it. See, we're local celebrities now. People know that when we get out of the car.
Right? Now, we don't want to cause a spark or anything, do we, sir?
That's probably not a good idea to put the iPhone next to the gas.
Maybe not.
Well. All right, we got done tapping that gas.
Ooh, did I tap that gas? Good.
Tony brought up a good point when I was trying to get the sound effect of the gas. What is it? What the fuck they call that?
The gas
pump?
Caps or, and the gas pump.
So the pump. He was inserting the pump into the tank, and something. He was like, are you sure you want to put the electronic device by the gas tank?
He's putting the phone into the...
I didn't think about it, but...
Into the actual...
You know what would have been great is maybe if someone would have called at that moment, it would have been like...
Kaboom.
So, yeah, bam! Just blown us to shit. Well, I didn't even think about it. I'm an idiot.
Well, sir...
Be careful.
That's all I'm going to say.
All right.
Sir.
Do not corroborate that statement.
No, sir.
Never.
No.
How was your weekend?
Oh, I thought you were talking about our in-studio guest.
I wasn't talking to you.
Yes, sir.
How was your weekend?
Okay.
It was good. Did you get outdoors this weekend in the rain or anything?
No.
No chupacabras? No. Nope. No biking accidents?
Nothing sweet.
Do you remember that? When he was on his bike and he jumped the chupacabra and he like road rashed his leg up.
I don't think he jumped the
that
chupacabra.
Was back in the day.
I think the chupacabra jumped out in front of him.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, he jumped probably and he knocked me down.
Knocked him down. Shit's big, man.
Oh, what about you? What did you do? Stay indoors.
Played video games.
Played video games.
Touched myself inappropriately.
Masturbatory sessions.
That's all I have, sir.
Well,
that's all I got.
It's kind of like a cycle, you know? It's like, fallout, fap. Fallout, fap. I'm bored.
Well, that's more fap.
Yeah.
Tired? Can't get to sleep?
Jesus Christ.
Hungry?
I didn't do shit this weekend. I most of Saturday, I just kind of hung out with the dogs and took a couple of selfies, shared them on Facebook of my animals, you know? Like I normally do. A lot of people are fans of Nacho, I'm finding out, my guinea pig. Well, I have a friend of mine that lives in Australia, and he's just like, man, our family loves Nacho. So I try to post pictures of Nacho.
I just can't believe how big that dude is.
He's huge.
Whoa.
I wish I could bring him to the office.
And what's weird is I didn't even know that they got to be that big.
Yeah. Do you know in Peru they eat them? They're called cuy. C-U-Y. Cuy. On the streets, they cook them.
Shut up.
I swear to God.
I wonder how they taste. They must taste pretty good.
Tastes like chicken.
Well, most things do, sir.
God.
Got that right.
Well, makes it easy, don't you think?
Chicken. Yeah, so didn't really do much. Plus, the weather was gross.
It was kind of weird, wasn't it? It got cool and it...
It didn't get nice until like late yesterday afternoon, but today is absolutely stunningly beautiful.
Yeah, it definitely is, sir.
Well, that was great. You know, as always, I'll carry the podcast.
No, what happened?
And what we'll do is we'll look to you for, you know, the witty retorts and banters instead of you coming prepared. You know, it's funny. You prepare for work. You prepare for your weekends. You prepare to host your friends at your home. But when it comes to this fucking podcast, I don't see one ounce of homework. Not one note.
No homework.
Not one article to share. Nothing. I just bumble around like a goddamn idiot.
Sir, that's not true.
You're embarrassing me in front of Luis.
Well, sir, it happens.
Let's get some preparation. H on that ass. Sir, your preparation is a hemorrhoid in our proverbial podcast anus, sir. And it is plump and it is irritated.
The anal card this morning. Already.
Sometimes you gotta, sir. You just have to pull it out.
Anally minded is probably what I should say. Are you anally minded, sir?
Let's take a break from this broadcast to state that any opinion, statement, fact, untruth, half-truth does not reflect that of anyone other than myself.
And Preston.
Myself and Tony. It does not reflect on any company we may or may not work for. It does not reflect any relationship we may or may not have with said prior. Now, back to your regularly scheduled program.
Go ahead.
We're at Fuddruckers today. Yeah, I guess you're going first. Uh-oh. Did I take my wallet out? I better go check in the car. Uh-oh. And we're finished with lunch.
Boy, that was good.
That was good.
Damn it, that was amazing.
Fuddruckers fried chicken sandwich, you are a thing of beauty. If I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times to turn off that goddamn air conditioner.
Sir, I'm...
I don't know that it really makes a difference.
I don't think it does.
I don't think it does.
But you know what?
It's going to ruin like the... You know what? We'll be like, let's just try it. And we'll have the most glorious moment of podcasting ever in the history of podcasting. And the whole thing will sound like this. won't be able to hear shit. And I will cuss you and cuss you and cuss you, sir. Till I can't cuss no more.
No! Well, I deserve that, evidently, as it seems.
Oh, man.
It's better this way.
It really is. It really is better this way.
I'd rather be publicly shamed.
Public humiliation.
I get off on it, sir. Just if I can't, put me in some stocks and throw tomatoes at my face.
And just backhand me.
Put me in the stocks. What are they called?
The lock and stocks? Is that what they're called?
Yeah, put me in the stocks.
And they just humiliate me.
You know, just sitting out there and I'm standing in an uncomfortable position as the traffic and the dregs of society just roll on by.
Right.
Throwing their nefarious trash and...
People matter.
Well, sir, I'd hope so. Yes.
God.
Rotten tomatoes, fresh vegetables, I don't know, whatever. Diapers, soiled, preferably.
Preferably. One's hanging off the top of your head, well, just dripping. Just diarrhea down
slowly
your face.
Into my eye. Jeez, yeah. That burns. Oh, that burns.
I wish I could reach that.
Wish I could. Ooh, that's.
So you start blinking uncontrollably.
Oh, that's burning. Oh, it's burning more.
Oh, it's a formidable scent.
Gee whiz. Wow, that really stings the nostrils.
Maybe
there.
We should bring that back.
What's that, sir?
Like, you know, take people who commit crimes and let's define around certain parts of our great city little public shaming areas.
I love
and
it.
So each day, you know, you can run like maybe a handful of people through and then people just come and stand and point and
snicker laugh and
yeah,
exactly.
Just, you know, throw shit at them.
Take pictures, selfies. Yeah. We could do, I don't know.
Shameful selfie.
For 50 selfie cents. And
50 it's like cents. A kissing booth. It's a selfie booth.
Well, you know, perfect.
Oh, they're not selling Astro shirts
anymore. Oh, Jesus Christ. What? That was limited?
Yeah, evidently.
Son of a bitch.
Yep.
Find
making
another
them out
one.
Of the back of their...
You know,
house.
Hey, I got something good in this trunk here. Is this reputable?
I would probably start merging to the left.
Well, I
quickly
suppose here I'll merge.
Jesus.
No, sir, that's a lane.
Oh.
Jesus has got the wheel.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Oh, zig it, sir.
Zig it from my hands.
I'm loving it.
And I ain't talking about McDonald's either.
Oh!
Maybe I have a singing career ahead of me.
Or not.
I thought of my falsetto was quite up to par,
well,
sir.
Well, sir, it was infectious and it was loud.
Ear piercing.
Well.
This moment of awkward silence brought to you by 67 degrees Fahrenheit.
67.
Cool, crisp, and bountiful.
Oh, yeah.
Now back to your regularly scheduled program. Oh, let's see how much we can fail in the next minute. That's probably why it's a blessing that the Anchor app runs in 5-minute segments,
really,
because
is.
If we just had an open-ended mic,
they'd
I would have
be.
So much
they'd
editing to do.
Oh, it'd be fucked.
I'm not going to edit shit.
What I'm wondering is, where the hell is our guest? I don't hear anything coming from him.
He's observing.
Observing.
Taking notes.
Well, you better... You know what they
say? Well, let's off-road on our
way
to Starbucks.
Why don't you just get off the shitter and take a shit, you know? Isn't that what they say?
No, I don't think it's get off the shitter and take a shit.
Well,
it's take a shit or get off the pot.
That's it, sir. You hit it. Exactly.
And I tell you what, you better get off the shitter and take a shit.
That's what I say.
Right in your hands.
Yikes.
God, you can't even get a fucking saying right.
Well, sir, I did that on purpose just to...
Just to spite me,
just
didn't
to,
you?
Well, no, because I wanted
son
a talking
a
point, sir, and I've done
well,
it.
Well, you
again.
Got one.
Damn straight I do.
Guess where we are.
It's got a 10'0" clearance. That's the
sir.
First.
Well,
oh, are we?
Say there. You're speaking my language.
Expensive. Oh, I know. Expensive for me since I bought it. Your fucking,
mine.
Your gallon of milk that
I
you
bought
got.
Mine.
Off-roading.
Or did you buy mine?
I think I bought it.
Did you?
No,
she,
no, I think you bought yours. No,
she,
you bought the drinks and I gave what was left over on
yeah,
the balance.
It was like 18 cents or
oh,
so.
Sir. I put in 18 cents and you put in $11 and
36 cents.
80 something cents?
63 cents?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
It does matter, sir.
It does not.
You're right.
So are you ready to drink some vitamin D milk?
Are we this is a horrible podcast. Delete this section.
Request denied.
Oh.
Oh, I hope you run over a nail.
Oh, I was thinking of just crashing your side of the car into that brick over there. Do you think that would hurt?
Ouch!
Well, we only flipped on the starboard side.
Oh, well, that would be the left side, sir.
No, starboard is right.
Oh, I forgot. Left. You were a seaman. Well, I forgot, sir, all about that. Thank you for your service.
Why did you look back at... Why did you look back at...
Because you set me up for a perfect joke.
Why'd you...
You were a seaman in the Navy. Sir. And then you worked at Seaman Corp. Remember?
I worked at Seminus.
Oh, that's right. Seaman Corp. I remember.
It's not Seaman Corp.
I've been calling Seminus Seaman Corp.
This whole time.
For 5 fucking years. Like, back when I worked at Seminus, yeah, what? Tell me again when you worked at Seaman Corp.
I never worked at Seaman Corp.
First of all, it wasn't Seaman Corp.
I never worked with Seaman, and I never worked at Seaman Corp. I work with seed, sir. Well, that's the same thing, isn't it? Well, technically, yes. And no.
Oh, God almighty.
You've seen some endosperm, you've seen it all. Well, you got that right.
Endosperm.
Well, that's what it's called, sir. Endosperm.
Let's swiftly get out of this topic and move into something else.
What you got?
Before we get completely censored off of iTunes.
Could that actually happen?
No, because our podcast is marked as explicit.
All right, I
contacted Anchor and I said, listen, our content is a little sketchy.
Yeah.
I would hate for
it
us to get banned.
It uses a bit of salty language. Yeah.
Wasn't it Tipper Gore that started that?
Tipper?
Al Gore's wife. She's the one that started that parental advisory bullshit.
Yes, she did.
Back in the day.
Well, so, he was coming up with the internet, and she was coming up with a way to police it.
Yep.
What a team.
Explicit.
I love
NSFW.
It.
Do not listen to this at work, or you will probably
get
fired.
Now, my child loves Grand Theft Auto, and he said it's for 8 to 10-year-olds. Is that true?
Well, if you mean you
rated
like
M for mature
prostitutes and getting a blowjob in the backseat of your mama's
your getaway
SUV,
car.
Well, then yes, it's perfectly suited.
Oh God,
bless. I had one little kid when I actually used to work at a GameStop once, and I had one little kid tell his mother that Grand Theft Auto 5 was purely for kids and not a problem and there's nothing wrong with it.
Hold up a second there, Chief.
And I was like, really?
Is this true?
So when I told his
associate?
So when I handed his mother the back of the game to show him just how good it was, she says, ooh, when we get home, I'm gonna beat your ass. I was like, yes! Yes! I did it!
Take him to the public humiliation circle!
Beat him good!
Oh, God.
Well, of course.
You see how well that would work out?
It would work out great.
And
because
what if we could reserve times for our public humiliation circle? It's
right.
Like, you need to put someone in the lock and stocks, you just go into your little, like, Calendly, and you just choose the day.
Oh,
and
exactly.
The lock time and the release time, and they have to report.
That's it. You're
public caning, bamboos.
Oh, you know, the public caning.
They do
is
that shit over
that in Singapore. That is a
and
no.
And it's bamboo that's split.
That is some pain right there.
Oh,
you don't want to be publicly caned.
No, that's like getting flogged.
Yeah.
Except there's not lead balls on it, but it's more like a thin, wispy stick that gets air through it that leaves nice
lacerations
down your back.
Did you ever get spanked with a switch?
Like, I got spanked with a switch.
And a lot of people are like, well, what's a switch?
It hurts. It's like a whip.
A very thin,
wispy.
Reedy, wispy,
green,
shithead piece of crap buck that hurts my legs.
Be a real smart ass. You bring like this giant branch back. Oh, look, we're almost out of time.
Remember we were singing that song last. Oh, God.
No, the audience is listening. Please go on.
I don't.
The people must know what is on this polluted, sordid, twisted mind of yours. Now go ahead. Tell them.
I would say that the polluted part is probably a safe, fair
well, amalgamation of things if you're going to just put them all together and characterize me in that way. But I, some of the other characterizations, I'm not sure.
What was it that we were singing?
I don't remember.
Was it like an 80s song and we were singing it together?
We were talking about doo-wop and stuff.
Doo-wop. Oh, Billy Joel.
No.
That's when we were coming back from the breakfast house and we were doing the Fugees.
Right, and we were
strumming my taint with his fingers.
Exactly. We're talking about slipping things in and use them without a glove.
Filling my void with his bone.
Well, yes. Yes, yes. I can see how that would be.
Oh, yeah, shit.
There's some bone twanging going on, or whatever you call it.
Killing me softly with his bone.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Drilling me softly.
Well,
yeah,
sir.
Oh, that is my shitty impersonation of Herbert. Get your fat ass back here. Get your fat ass back here. That's my Herbert. If I ever get invited on a talk show to do impersonations, that's the one I'm going to go for. Oh, yeah. Get your fat ass back over here.
I see you took my... That's my charging cable, sir.
Oh, you caught on to that. Son of a bitch. Trying to get out of the studio, and I stole the charging cord.
That's pretty sad.
I tried.
What's sad is I just bought that brand new for
I tried.
Your use.
I know. I know.
That's how you repay me.
Yep. Just, well, knock the coffee right out of my hand. No, I think that's a great idea. No. This $7. No. Starbucks. No. Yeah, it sure was. Can you get the door, please?
My pleasure.
Thank you. As he stooped over holding a cup of coffee and his sandwich from lunch. Pinching it with his chin. Oh, God.
Are we still recording?
We are. Yes, we are.
So another train wreck.
Absolute train wreck. Again. For the handful of you and our audience is growing by the ones of twos that are listening out there.
So many.
God bless you.
God.
I'm losing count at this point.
I'm not. There's like
you know, the podcast metrics are just flying off the charts. Pretty soon, the calls from the sponsors will be coming in.
Our performance with has never been stronger.
Absolutely. Okay, well, we'll see you guys at the 5 p.m. wrap-up report. Pop, 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 pop. No, that's the Friday 5 p.m. wrap-up report.
So stupid.
Well, admission is the first part of healing.
Right, I agree with that.
You know?
So more public shaming.
Right. Please.
Well, I certainly can't get enough.
Well, let's just finish this last minute. You know, let's make sure we get some good filler here. I'm just going to sit down here and castigate you in front of all your friends and coworkers.
I think that's for the best.
Absolutely. Wouldn't have it any other way.
Actually, I feel like this is
You know what?
Horrible podcast.
It is.
I felt like it went downhill today.
It did.
So let's delete it and start over.
The whole thing.
Everything.
Done.
My leg.
Bop, 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 beep, bop, bop. It's a 5 p.m. wrap-up report. Dang. And Tony is urinating down his leg.
Just a
see ya.
Soft trickle. Thank you,
right.
Sir. You know, just that kind of...
Just a thrill up your weird. Leg.
What is that feeling?
Cause it's... What was that guy that said that was on Hardball?
Oh, it was Matthews.
Obama sends a thrill up my leg.
What's Chris Matthews.
Chris Matthews.
Talking to Obama's...
Puts a thrill up my leg.
Up my leg.
Well, Mr. Matthews.
Wow, that's killing me.
Sir.
I don't know what your proclivities are.
I think you've made them clear and evident.
Well, now.
Thrill up my leg. Well, aside from thrills up our legs,
story of my
let
life
me take there. This moment to step aside about the prior comment. That comment does not, in any shape, form, or fashion, represent that of any company we may or may not work for.
Absolutely.
It is the opinion of the two idiots that run this podcast, and only those two idiots,
yes,
and no one else, and no one else's opinion but ours. It is fictitious. This is for entertainment purposes only. Please talk to your financial advisor.
No animals were hurt during the...
Yeah, no animals.
How many disclaimers do we need on this thing?
No animals were harmed during the making of this episode.
Just give me a break.
Oh,
well, except
man.
The cow at the end.
Well, that's right. Yeah, the trademark howl.
Well,
sorry,
somebody's he does on something.
Maybe. Every night he is the sound off.
Oh yes.
As we are exiting podcast land.
Yep.
That's it.
Well, again, silence and. Well, silence, I suppose.
This moment of awkwardness is brought to you by
Tony.
Tony.
Feelings by Tony.
Free of charge.
Yeah. Well, it'll cost
you. You can put that one on my tab.
It'll cost you, man, somewhere.
Jesus.
Great. Well, there we go. I've pulled it off the rails again.
Yeah. You are the worst train driver ever.
I'm horrible, sir. I told you.
It's better to just not get mixed up with you. You told me from the start.
I told you this is a mistake. I told you. It's
19 episodes ago. We probably should not do this.
No. This would be a bad idea. This is a mistake.
I'm glad I didn't have chemistry class with you or anything.
Oh, we would have been dead. I would have exploded that shit. Oh, the whole...
I'm sure your notes would have been meticulous and beautiful.
But there would have been casualties.
But there would have been... What do they call that? It's
called a collateral damage.
Collateral damage. Thank you so much. I was trying to think of what that was called. Yeah, collateral damage.
Maybe if we turn this Bunsen burner up just a little bit more, we'll get the chemical reaction.
Is it an acid to a, is it acid in the water or water in acid? I don't know. Try that. Just pour it.
I'm ready to get done.
Nothing's going to happen. Where'd my eyebrows go?
Well, I can't feel my skin.
I feel dead inside.
Oh, God.
Well, you are dead.
I am dead inside.
God.
I'm dead inside every time I turn on this podcast.
Either. Oh, sir, stop.
No, it's true.
Oh, sir. Well, I've run out of things to say. How long have we got? About another minute, 30 seconds?
I guess, if we even choose to do it.
Such assholes.
We really are.
Jerks. You know, you'd think that we would get our heads together, come up with a game plan, say, okay, this is what we're going to talk about, and then we hit the record button. Nope.
No.
We throw everything just to careless abandon, and we just hit the red record button, and we see what happens.
You're cooking some spaghetti, and you take that noodle, and you just fling the shit across, and when it hits the wall and sticks, it's done.
It's done.
Well, that's it. That's how we do things around here. It's a dente, sir. Is that how you say it?
A dente? Al dente, sir. Al dente? Come on, don't be vacuous.
Oh, sir, it's too late for that. I'm just kidding.
The one thing you can always count on is 100% authenticity because, number one, this podcast is unedited.
Number two,
there is no blueprint. There is no map. There is
no plan, no future planning.
It is just mindless
plan? Oh, hell no.
Babbling.
That's it.
Mindless babbling. Some days will be better than others.
Well... And some days are
going
to be
god awful.
But you
know what? Absolutely no refunds.
That's just pure shit.
No refunds.
And that's the way it is.
And
it's
you
life.
Just deal with it.
We serve you up a heaping, steaming morass of life.
Morass? You haven't dropped that word in 2 years.
Well, sir, I just did.
And like a Cleveland steamer right on your chest.